for the conference call held in next door at 11:30. And we're set up for the conference room. Okay?
What was that?
Wait, mid-chew here, hang on. We're going to start back up on the agenda, and then we got to take the break for the 11:30 conference call to our NL update for our constituents. We're going to hear from our attorneys. With that, I'd like to go on superintendent's report. Any other questions?
If you're not here.
Now, it's a perfect time to ask. With that, I'd like to go into the 5A biannual consultation. Council? Second?
That's mine? Yes, that is mine. Again, the Oil and Gas Summit is scheduled for November 13th and 14th.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a calendar in front of me.
You're
what I'm asking is
wait, what
that...
What is the 13th and 14th?
Right. November 13th and 14th. Got it.
Yeah. We had looked at those 2 days.
So what we're looking at is the 12th and the 15th. And what I want to do is, do we need to make a resolution to submit?
To send them.
Because we'll have to coordinate this with the Bureau and the federal government to give them those 2 dates, which one they like. And then once we get that, then we can schedule the biannual meeting around them. Around the summit, and that'll be at the Tulsa Casino Hotel.
Yes, sir. Would you like that in form of a motion?
Yes.
I'd like to second that, please. Any other discussion? With that, call for a question. We'd like to send out the letter over the consultation dates of either the 12th or 15th of November to coordinate right before or after our summit in Tulsa. Hearing none, call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redingle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Hayes?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you very much. Short notation. We'd like to go into item 5B, budget modification. Councilwoman Gray, please.
Okay. Give me 1 second to get there.
We just said it there.
Oh, was in the email. Okay.
Are we talking about that?
Hold on just a second.
The AV modification?
Yes, I'm trying to get to my board book.
Mine's good.
Okay, yeah, I'll just, for some reason, it's coming up to the different one. Okay, so we had a meeting last week. What was there? And so what we needed to do is to obligate the end of year funds and move, do our last budget modification of the year. So under travel per diem 5220, we took out $7,381.
That's correct.
And then under
may I help you with
that? Airfare, we took out $6,564.
Out of the $35,000?
Yes. And then under equipment rental, we took out $5,000 out of the $9,000. And then out of printing, we took out $6,354 out of the $9,000, or, no, out of $3,000.
It had modification of 9,000 on modified.
Correct.
One.
And then on equipment repairs and maintenance, we took out 10,000. And then audit fees,
Estimate?
$24,000. And then under donation awards, we took out $5,000. Other expenses, $8,112. And so we, that was the budget modification to cover all the end of year things that we were needing for, I don't have the.
Closeout audit, this will encompass what the Osage Nation Accounting brought to us. Councilwoman.
I make a motion that we approve the modification.
Second.
Second. I have a motion on the floor, Councilwoman Harland, seconded by Councilman Redcor. Any other discussion? This is recommended by committee. Yes, sir.
Clarity on the audit line item, that's, we're doing that internally now, is that those services?
Looks like if you follow on down, there's a memorandum from Jim Littleton and Mayor Bester. Nope, I'm not sure.
Okay, I got it.
And they aren't either as of yesterday, they haven't decided how to plug that in yet, so we won't be asked for it.
I believe the report from Mrs. Reynolds is what I'm asking, that's been taken care of.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, Council. Any other discussion? Just call for the question, please, for budget modification four.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcor?
Yes.
Councilman Rabel?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. I'd like to go to item C, National Congress American Indians, travel. Councilwoman Gray.
Yes, we had discussed making sure that it's just imperative, just like we're involved with, it's May and the Oklahoma Oil and Gas Expo. And those are things that we should be highly involved in marketing. And I think that Councilman Rebar has done a great job of attending. But there's another part on the national level where it's ICWIG. There's also
next week.
National Congress of American Indians, and it runs similar to Congress. Anything that you are meeting within, whether it's Violence Against Women Act or Indian Child Welfare, but they have committees on oil and gas, and I think it's anything that is happening on the national level, if we do not have a voice or a seat at the table, it's just imperative when we have that we need to be in attendance to these meetings and listening sessions and consultations that are held at NCI each year. And they have a very large of the large oil and gas tribes, and Osage has not been involved in
since I left on committee.
Yeah, I haven't seen any, because I've been attending on and off since I was probably 14 years of age, been involved. I used to co-chair the Economic Development Committee. We had five subcommittees underneath that. I'm very familiar with the process. Now that sitting in this seat here, I think it's just imperative that Osage has a seat at the table and is involved. And I talked to chairman, I expressed going, and so going and being a part of that, and that's that connection also with Washington DC, and so I'm requesting that we attend.
Yes, thank you, Council. I'd like to start over here, but Councilman Rivard, you actually started it, and then these gentlemen.
Thank you, Chairman. I have a question for Councilwoman Gray. Do you have an agenda for this multi-day conference?
Yeah, I think, did you put it online?
No.
Oh, I sent the link over to, so if you want to go to it, it's ncai.org, and it can give you the full agenda of everything that is going to take place.
Okay, well, I see on your proposed resolution that it's like from the October 20th to the 25th. Do you know what day that they'll be having the oil and gas presentation?
The way it works is similar, kind of response. It's similar to how we work. You know, it goes to, they have the general session.
Opening session.
Opening session, and then each of the committees will meet each day, and as legislation is, and resolutions are submitted, then you go to that day, and then the next day they'll have another hearing. They'll break out into subcommittees. There'll be one for gas, one for oil, large land-based tribes. So it is, it's a almost everyday event that you will go to in that committee, and then it's debated of what they need to do, or is, if it's going to move forward. And if we're not in the room, we could be backed into something that we don't know of. So it's important for us to know that, we have this ADB issue, and we gather support. So by the time it gets to the end of the week, it's not a conference, it's not a summit. It's a congressional
work session,
work groups, and that's how you come out of it. So it is completely full.
Okay,
of
go ahead. Further my question, you mentioned the ADB, that would be the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, the oil and gas issues, I would like to know if that'd be, in our case, it'd be the Bureau of Indian Affairs issues, and in other tribes, it might be the BLM.
Correct.
So I'd like to know, is the United States government, Fish and Wildlife, BLM, BIA, in these consultations?
Yeah, Department of Interior is in a lot of these meetings, and I mean, they all are there. And so once you get out of the meeting, say like if we have something that we have submitted that we want to see, get the full, I think the total tribes that are members is almost like 400 tribes. Osage Nation is a tribal member. They will send a delegate and an alternate. I asked Chief who is going to be our, to make sure that they're in the room with us to vote.
Who would show up for the BIA, do you think? Would it come out of Washington?
Our superintendent? Both. Washington, D.C. and both in DEMB.
Is our superintendent going to be attending?
Yeah, it's a...
She's shaking her head now.
What?
Is this in Washington? This in
no,
CIA?
No, it's going to be in Albuquerque.
I don't normally attend those, no.
No, I mean, you wouldn't, but the heads will.
Bureau.
Excuse me just a second.
Washington.
That's fine.
Have you been to these? You've been to these before, but not as a mineral council member, correct?
I went last year on my own.
Councilman Redcliffe.
Thank you, Chair. If we send whomever wants to go, and I'm assuming you would like to go.
I would.
One national meeting we had, bulk of the native tribes are not oil and gas friendly. Six of us are. So I think we really need a voice to push. Don't just abandon us of Washington. We're an oil and gas people. The other thing is I'd like if you could, or whoever goes, push to understand the terror dynamics among all the tribes. You've got to do that. Attorney on this, but those two things I think are critical. I just want to say that much. I do support this. I'm prepared to vote yes.
And I do want to say that's the roadmap that Mr. Potsdam, on behalf of us, has prepared us the initial steps. And then when we see the federal roadmap, we need to have our identification then on what we would want as that oldest fossil fuel tribes. Councilman Red Eagle, then I'd like to vote the ladies report.
Thank you, Chairman. Now this was a pretty hot item last year, you know, when people were talking about it on Facebook, things like that. And I remember, I've been told by other sources too, that the majority of the Native American tribes in the United States are alternative energy, wind power, whatever, you know, solar panels. If we were on the agenda at the top of the list as an oil and gas nation, which we are, you know, I could understand why a lot of people want to go. You seem to be the only one wanting to go. Which I understand it's
not the other's guy.
I'm not going to come.
Yes, sir.
I understand it's important and all that, but we voted last year and some of us voted no. My understanding is why aren't we on the agenda with these people, you know, and see the importance of the oil and gas industry in Osage County and the part of the interior sees that right now there's lawsuits involved too. So I would doubt very seriously that the Department of Interior is going to be there. So it's just like last year. I don't think it's necessary.
Yes, sir. Councilwoman, I'd like to go to Councilwoman Harlan and Councilwoman Foreman. Then you answer that.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion that we approve sending Councilwoman Gray, and if there's somebody else who wants to go, I don't, but I'd like to put in a motion that we approve her going.
I have a motion on the floor for Tribal National Congress American Indians and alternate open to the council. I need a second.
Second.
I have a second on the floor by Second Chair Yates. Discussion. Councilwoman Foreman, then I'd like to go back over here.
Okay. I've had some questions, so I will form this and hopefully that Council Member Gray can answer them for me. Last year it was very controversial. We had a lot of disgruntled shareholders because there was we weren't on the agenda. We had no preparation, we had no plan to go there and do anything but just visit people. I would like to know before I vote, I need to know, are we on an agenda? Are you a member of the Oil and Gas Committee? Well, first of all, is there an Oil and Gas Committee, and are you a member?
Not at this time, I'm not.
And do you have some sort of plan or agenda to go there, you know, hat in hand saying these are our, this is what we want to present, and how does that get voted on if you're not part of the committee, if you're just going to observe?
I'm prepared to answer all of that.
Short version.
Okay. I am a member. Each year that you attend, you are a member.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. No, yes. You've got to be a member of, NCAI.
Oh,
that's, that goes.
To be seated on their committee.
Yeah. And now, because it was so new, I didn't ask for any funds to go. I went ahead and went on my own dime. I did go to winter session, which was, that's when they were starting to roll out Terra. So we knew kind of heads up that was coming down the pike. And that's why I want to go, is to get placed on that committee. You have to go in there and say, I would like to be in there, and have the support of this body to do it. There's a process for everything. In order, they have several meetings a year. They also have what they call a fly-in, when everyone goes to Washington, D.C. and works the Hill. We've got to keep our friendships that we have in Washington, D.C., and we also need to know, and I have to agree, we've got to know, be following and tracking Terra as it goes. If we do not, we will be left out. And having understood the process, that's why I don't ask to go to some of the things that you all attend, because you're experts in that. You guys know the oil and gas business. I know the policy side and governance side in D.C. I've done this for 30 plus years. So that's why I'm requesting to go. And I do give a report as when I attend, and all those visits. And I know that last time when I attended in the winter session, our attorney was with us, and we were busy from morning to night on making headway, letting people know that Osage Minerals Council is alive and well, and we are using our voice. I think it's important for us on the national level to...
Excuse me, to right, wrap it up. I'm going to ask Councilman Rivard and Councilman Redcorn, too short, very quick.
Is it possible?
Excuse me, I'm not done. Are we set up for the conference room? Thank you.
Okay, just real quick. Is it possible for the Osage Mineral Council to become a member? I know that you are personally, but could we become a member so that when we are represented, that we be officially a member of this organization?
The answer is the Osage Nation, because we fall under the Nation.
Right.
The Nation is a paid member.
Oh, okay.
So they get two votes, or they get a vote, and that vote is when, like, say, we bring things. So it's real important for us to work with. I believe it's not Chief who attends; it's two members of Congress. And so I will be working. I would be wanting to work with those delegates.
And it says the Nation could make a second alternate, Councilman Rickel.
That would be excellent.
Call for the question.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Call for a question, there.
Councilwoman Harmon.
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Reddickel?
No.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Well, I wish my question had been answered, but my vote is no because it was not answered. There is no agenda, no plan for us to present anything.
Thank you. I just need the vote right now.
Yes. My answer,
thank you.
My vote is no.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Councilwoman Gray?
Abstain.
Motion passes. We'd like to step in. Should we call a break for executive?
Yes. I make a motion second to executive.
I have a motion on the floor. Yes, dear, you can step out and we'll be right back with you.
I was just going to ask about the report that you guys wanted me to do earlier.
Yes.
Do you still want me to do that?
The last month's report?
Yes.
You might give us a few minutes and then we'll be right back.
Okay.
With that, I have a motion on the floor to go into executive by Councilwoman Harlan, seconded by Councilwoman Gray. No discussion for our conference call. Call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Secretary Yates?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
We'll be in executive.